ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ, ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕೀ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 7 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 5 ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದ ದ ಸೈಂಟ್ಲಿ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 29. ಶ್ರೀನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ಗುರುಣಾ ಏವಂ ಪ್ರತಿಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಃ ಭೂಯಃ ಆಹ ಅಸುರಃ ಸುತಂ ನಾ ಚೆತ್ ಗುರುಮುಖಿ ಇಯಂ ತೇ ಕುತಃ ಅಭದ್ರ ಅಸತಿ ಮತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ಗುರುನೈವಂ ಪ್ರತಿಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೋ ಭೂಯ ಆಹಾಸುರಸುತಂ ನಾಚೇತ್ ಗುರುಮುಖೀಯಂ ತೇ ಕುತೋ ಅಭದ್ರಶತಿಮತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ಗುರುನೈವಂ ಪ್ರತಿಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೋ ಭೂಯ ಆಹಾಸುರಃ ಸುತಂ ನಾಚೇತ್ ಗುರುಮುಖೀಯಂ ತೇ ಕುತೋ ಅಭದ್ರಶತಿ ಮತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀನಾರದ ಉವಾಚ ಗುರುನೈವಂ ಪ್ರತಿಪ್ರೋಕ್ತೋ ಭೂಯ ಆಹಾಸುರಃ ಸುತಂ ನಾಚೇತ್ ಗುರುಮುಖೀಯಂ ತೇ ಕುತೋ ಅಭದ್ರಸತಿ ಮತಿಃ. ಲೇಡೀಸ್, ಶ್ರೀನಾರದ ವಾಚ. ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಸೇಡ್, ಗುರುಣಾ ಬೈ ದ ಟೀಚರ್ ಏವಂ ದಸ್ ಪ್ರತಿಪ್ರೋಕ್ತಃ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಆನ್ಸರ್ಡ್ ಭೂಯಃ ಎಗೈನ್ ಆಹಾ ಸೆಡ್ ಅಸುರಃ ದ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡೀಮನ್ ಹಿರಣ್ಯಕಶಿಪು ಸುತಂ ಆನ್ ಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಸನ್ ನಾ ನಾಟ್ ಚೇತ್ ಇಫ್ ಗುರುಮುಖಿ issued from the mouth of your teacher iyam this te your kutaha from where abhadra o inauspicious one asati very bad matihi inclination Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Narad Muni continued, when Hiranyakashipu received this reply from the teacher, he again addressed his son Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu said, "You rascal, most fallen of our family, if you have not received this education from your teachers, where have you gotten it?" Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that devotional service is actually Bhadrasati, not Abhadra Asati. In other words, knowledge of devotional service can be neither inauspicious nor contrary to etiquette. To learn devotional service is the duty of everyone. Therefore, the spontaneous education of Prahlad Maharaj is supported as auspicious and perfect. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ Just see Hiranyakashipu, he was so powerful that Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, everybody surrendered unto him. So powerful. He is so powerful that even great sages like Bhrigu Muni and all, they could not do anything. Of course, Narada Muni, he was just pretending. He could have done something. But that was his intention. Hiranyakashipu, he felt that I will become more tapasvi than Bhrigu Muni. So that nobody, Bhrigu Muni after Brahma, Brahmaji, Bhrigu Muni is the most austere person. The more you are austere, the more you become powerful. Right? So Hiranyakashipu felt that then after that Brahmaji Bhrigu Muni is the so Hiranyakashipu thought if I am less powerful than all these sages they will curse me because, you know, that's why Bhrigu Muni also could not curse him. You cannot curse somebody who is more powerful than you. So that is why he felt I'll become more austere than Bhrigu Muni. But such a person Prahlad Maharaj, he did not perform any austerity and penance. He is simply a very innocent devotee of Lord Krishna. His mind is simply absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So Hiranyakashipu, I think that verse must have passed. It is Narada Muni describes how Hiranyakashipu is so powerful, but still he is unhappy because he could not control his senses and mind. He is always in anxiety. Always in anxiety. That is why Srila Prabhupada explains that all these material opulence and all will not give us any happiness. Only devotional service, Krishna consciousness will give us happiness. So he was always in anxiety. He was so powerful that he passed a rule that nobody can keep his son's name as Narayana. And he would kill them if somebody calls them Narayana or whatever, Vishnu, like that. So it is, so Hiranyakashipu, but still, he is very, he did not understand what to do with Prahlad. And Prahlad is not even retaliating against Hiranyakashipu. He is simply absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we hear, you know, Trunadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahisnuna Amanina Manadina Kirtani Sadahari. Once we were I was discussing with one devotee that, you know, why didn't you tolerate? You know, he's having some problem. You know, my authority doesn't sign my bills on time. Some simple, silly, you know, concerns the devotees have. Said, so I asked, why didn't you tolerate, you know? Why didn't you chant more and, you know, read Bhagavatam more? So I asked, you're not having more problems than Prahlad Maharaj, no? Right? Prahlad Maharaj had bigger problems than us. No, Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee, you know, you can't talk like that, you know. Right? Like one devotee was saying, I become scared to read about Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis. Because they are so austere and they are so, you know, absorbed in Krishna consciousness. I am completely opposite. Like that. Sometimes I become very scared of reading Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's teachings. You know, full hypocrite. He has no place for hypocrites. So Hiranyakashipu, so many people, we argue like this, right? Wow, Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee, like that. Because he is a pure devotee and he has got strength, accordingly Krishna tested his tolerance. Then he passed. Like that, according to our strength, Krishna gives us exam. So we should tolerate. You know, this is the greatest lesson we learn from Prahlad Maharaj's teachings. You know, how we should not retaliate and how we should tolerate. You know, he never said one bad word to, you know, Hiranyakashipu. One bad word. Like that. See, if somebody is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, so he becomes more powerful than any yogi or any tapasvi in the whole universe. This Prahlad Maharaj has proved. So that is why there is no need. Of course, if somebody has come to Krishna consciousness, that means we have done all those things. Right? So Hiranyakashipu, here he is chastising Prahlad by using bad words. Abhadra, Asati. You are inauspicious. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur always gives an inner meaning. No? So he says, actually it is devotional service. Is never Bhadra, Abhadra Sati. You know, it is always Bhadra Sati. When Parikshit Maharaj asked these questions to Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami, in reply to Parikshit Maharaj, he quoted some verses. One of the verses he says that Tadaham te abhidasyami mahapaurishiko bhavan ena shadatam ashu syan mukunde matisati. Right? So Sukadeva Goswami is saying that, like previous verse, Sukadeva Goswami says, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam. You know, this Bhagavatam Puran I heard from my father, you know, Pitur Dvaipayano, Aditvan Dvaparado, Pitur Dvaipayano Aham. You know, the same Bhagavatam, you know, Purana, I heard from my father at the end of Dwapara Yuga. Yeah. He says, so Sukadeva Goswami is saying, same Bhagavatam, I am going to teach you. So, Mahapaurishiko Bhavan, Purusha means Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purushottama. Paurushika means the devotee of Krishna. You know, devotee of Krishna. So Parikshit Maharaj is Mahapaurishiko. You are a great devotee of Lord. You know? So, yena shaddatam ashu. If you hear this Bhagavatam with great faith, what will happen? Shan Mukunde Matisati. You know, your mind will become absorbed in the lotus feet of Mukunda. Yeah. Very interesting. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, there is material education, there is spiritual education. There is a difference. For becoming a professor in some quantum mechanics or some, you know, atomic physics or whatever, in order to do research, Prabhupada says there are two things are required. One, personal qualification. Personal qualification is required. Because everybody cannot understand, you know, quantum physics. Right? If you, 1 year after plus two, I studied BSc, first year. So, I have taken physics main subject. So, we were taught theory of relativity, you know. Einstein's. Everything is Greek and Latin. I could not understand anything. I was wondering, how am I going to do MSc, PhD or whatever. Yes. So, you need intelligence, IQ levels. You know, a certain IQ level to understand theory of relativity and, you know. Yeah, for all engineering subjects, electrical engineering is the toughest, right? Because you have to imagine circuits and all, right? You need intelligence, IQ. IQ levels has to be very high to understand and do all these things, right? Plus hard work. You have to work hard to do PhD and all that. Prabhupada says, for understanding Krishna consciousness, there is only one qualification is required. Any guess? Huh? No. To understand spiritual knowledge, Prabhupada writes in that purport, that only one qualification is required. Only one thing is required. Only one, huh? Not your own qualification, you know. Prabhupada writes, huh? Very good, yeah. What's your name? Ek rasgulla khila denge aapko. Spiritual master's mercy. Prabhupada says, if you have the mercy of the spiritual master, the entire knowledge of Bhagavatam becomes open to you. But Prabhupada says, no, it's not like that. Spiritual master is there and then he gives you a touch. You know, Ramakrishna, it's in touch with Vivekananda, and then all the knowledge is passed through Vivekananda, and then Ramakrishna started crying. Arre, mera knowledge pura chala gaya. You know? So Prabhupada would laugh. He said, what nonsense. If you give knowledge, spiritual knowledge is like that. If you don't give knowledge, you will forget. You will lose it. If you give knowledge, your knowledge will increase. Right? Sometimes we give class, and somebody asks this question, we are not prepared, but super soul, you know, suddenly inspires you to give that answer, right? You had any experience like that? You did not know before, you did not read it. But you know, suddenly, you know, it flashes like that. It's not like that, Prabhupada says. You must go and surrender to the spiritual master and serve him nicely. Inquiry, you know, submissively you should inquire. Then the spiritual master will impart the knowledge to you. You know, Mati Sati. You know, then you become. Unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord, the giver of salvation. You know? But you must hear this Srimad Bhagavatam with great respect and faith. Great respect and faith. Like that. So this part of devotional service is very auspicious. In second canto Bhagavatam, second chapter, Sukadev Goswami says, Nahi anyaha shivam panta shivaham vishataha samsritav iha Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yogo Yato Bhavet. You know, Sukadev Goswami says, Nahi Anya Shiva Panta. Shiva means auspiciousness. Panta means path. Nahi Anya Shiva Panta. There is no more auspicious path in this world. You know, Vishataha Samsritav Iha. You know, Vishataha means wandering. For one who is, Samsrita means material world, material universe. You know, material universe. Very interesting, second kind of Bhagavatam I was reading. Prabhupada says, all these universes, you know, packed one upon the other. You know, ours is the smallest universe. So on our universe, there is one more universe. On that one more universe. One more. Like that, you know, millions of universes are, you know, packed. One by one upon other. One upon the other. Up to. And then there is a water. There is a bank, you know. There are two waters. One is, you know, Vaitarani River. Another is Kazal Ocean. There. So this Vaitarani River is material water. But just adjacent to that, Kazal Ocean is spiritual water. You know? Yeah. So the living entity, Brahmanda Brahmite, Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev. So this living entity is, you know, passing from, wandering from one universe to another universe. From one body to another body. Yesterday I was hearing Janivas Prabhu's lecture. He is saying that there are 84 lakh species. That means there are 80 living entities can have 84 lakh types of desires. So according to our desire, you go to one body. And then according to our karma, you go to a particular universe. You know? So for somebody who is wandering in these universes, first, you know, Vishataha Samsritav Iha. Vasudeve Bhagavati, the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhakti Yogo Yato Bhavet. The best, most auspicious path for a living entity to perform is pure devotion service to Krishna. Right? So everybody should read this chapter, very interesting. Second chapter, The Lord in the Heart, second kind of Bhagavatam. Very interesting. You know, then Bhagavan Brahma Karsnena, you know, Tanirikshaya Manishayaha. Then Brahmaji, Manishaya means he is the most intelligent person. Iti Adyavasyat Kutastho, you know, Ratir Atmanam. Matish, yato bhavet. You know, he says that Brahmaji, he studied Bhagavatam, Vedas, three times. No, Bhagavan Brahmakarsnena. And very attentively he studied Bhagavatam. Very attentively. No, like a scholar. Prabhupada writes in the purport. Like a scholar. Like they say that, you know, these Vedas and all, mythology, you know, fiction. Right? Why would, I asked, yesterday I was giving class, you know, I was explaining, you know, this Harry Potter, somebody wrote that Harry Potter book. You know? Why did she write the book? She wrote those books to earn money, you know, to build some buildings and enjoy life, you know, going here and there, you know, for publishing so many millions of books. Such, you know, they indulge in all kinds of nonsense. Liars, you know, all these historians and all, they are liars. You know? But they themselves write, you know, this is a fiction. You know, kalpanik hai. Right? Any characters resemble and all, you know, it's coincidence, incidental, something like that they write. Right? If you see Vyasadeva, he was, if you go there, you know, Badrikashram, he was living in a gufa. You know, doesn't have any, almera also he didn't have, you know, to keep his clothes. There was no publishing industry so that he can publish books and all. Right? So why would he write a fiction sitting on the bank of Saraswati in the cold? For what? So that they understood, you know. I told them, never use this word mythology for Mahabharata, Ramayana and all. So, here what we have, four Vedas, 108 Upanishads, you know. Then 18 Puranas, you know, then Agamas, Pancharatras, then Vedanta Sutra, Mahabharat, you know, like that, you know, we have few lakhs of verses, like Vishnu Purana has 1,40,000 verses, right, and then Mahabharat around 1,10,000 verses, Srimad Bhagavatam 18,000 verses, and Vedas like that. You know, few lakhs. But in Brahmaji's planet, in Tattva Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami explains that, you know, 1 billion verses are there. 1 billion. Shima, all Vedic literatures. Like that. And on Surya's planet, around 1 lakh verses are there, Bhagavatam. You know. So Brahmaji studied these three. All the Vedas and Puranas and Pancharatras and Agamas and these, that, you know, three times. Then he came to this conclusion that the pure devotion service to Krishna is the most auspicious path. Yeah? Most auspicious path. So that is why we should have faith in this process of pure devotion service and prosecute this process with great faith and sincerity. You know, especially that is why Krishna is very kind. You know, like Krishna is all powerful, and not only that, in a material world, if somebody is very powerful, he becomes very cruel. You know, they will not have any mercy. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna is all powerful, but he is all merciful also. He is all merciful also. So, Jannivas Prabhu was explaining very nicely that whatever this path, yoga process is there, karma yoga, karma process is there, jnana process is there. When this annihilation, this material world becomes annihilated, they also become, cease to exist. But Krishna Bhakti exists even in the spiritual world. So that is why this Krishna consciousness is eternal. All the time, everywhere you can practice. Yeah. It is not going to cease. That is why then Krishna is so merciful, you know, for all the forgetful living entities. Krishna sends Yamuna, Krishna sends Ganga, Krishna sends Govardhan, Krishna sends, brings his own dham, and Krishna sends his devotees. Somehow or other, then he, Krishna becomes his holy name and comes here. And anybody who, somehow or other, Krishna is actually trying to take us back home, back to Godhead. You know, Prabhupada says, Krishna is more eager to take us back home, back to Godhead, than we are eager to go back. Like that. Right? So that is why this Kartik Mahina also he produced, he made. You know, well, who is Kartik Mahina? Krishna says, Masana Margashirshoham. I am the Margasira Mas in the year. Right? So Kartik, Srimad Radharani is the Kartik Mahina. Without going through Kartik Mahina, you cannot go to Margashira. Like that, without going through Srimati Radharani, we cannot go to Krishna. And then Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srimati Radharani is the Supreme Personality of Servitorship. And, like that, our bhakti is also part of Srimati Radharani's bhakti. Right? So that is why Krishna made this Kartik Mahina. He said, anybody who comes to Vrindavan during Kartik Mahina, sets foot in Mathura Mandal, or anybody is thinking also, you know, somebody who is unable to travel to Vrindavan, you know, during Kartik Mahina, he should simply keep saying, I will go to Vrindavan, I will go to Vrindavan, I will go to Vrindavan. Then they can check, you know, timetable, railway timetable, I will catch this train and I will go, I will catch this flight and I will go. You know, for such a person also, pure bhakti will be given. So what to speak of somebody who is performing devotional service in Kartik. Right? It's very interesting. So this Kartik Mahina is more conducive for practicing pure devotional service to the Lord. In Kartik Mahina, if you chant one round, you will get the result of, especially in Vrindavan, if you sit in Vrindavan and chant one round, you will get the result of chanting 1,000 rounds. You know? Like that. Especially if you go to Mayapur, you know, it is, they say that even if you sleep, right, that is equivalent to offering obeisances. Right? Like that. So Mayapur is like that. So this Kartik Mahina especially, very interesting, if you see Kartik Mahina, you know, how Krishna performed how many pastimes in this auspicious month of Kartik. Right? It starts with Kartik Mahina, it starts with pastime. Huh? Kartik Mahina starts with, come on, boys, Sharad Purnima, what it means? Sharad Purnima, what Krishna does? Huh? What he does? Raslila. Right? After that, what happened? Day before yesterday, what happened? What happened? Day before yesterday, 2 days before, some function happened, no? Means, huh? Radhakund appearance day. Then, next, huh? Before that, Diwali, right? On Diwali day, Damodar pastime has happened. After that, Govardhan Puja. After that, before that, there is one more. Prabhupada Disappearance Day. After that, huh? On that day in Mayapur, they show the lotus feet of Radharani. Huh? Gopastami. Right? On the Gopastami day only, Krishna started taking care of the cows. Right? Cows. Or cows. Cows. That is Gopastami. That is why Janivas Prabhu objects know, on Radhashtami day, we should not show the lotus feet of Radharani. They show it on Gopashtami, because on the day of Gopashtami, all the Radharani and all the gopis, they pull up their skirts, you know, and put it here, and then they clean the all the goshalas and all that. So that time, that is a lotus feet or you know, darshan. Like, see how many festivals Krishna has performed, right? Each pastime actually represents, you know, qualities of devotees, right? Damodar Leela, which quality of the devotee is brought out? Very good, determination, right? Govardhan Leela, which quality of the devotee is brought out? No. Faith. Right? Faith. A small boy, you know, Krishna is a small boy, and then he lifted Govardhan Hill, and they are not even understanding that Krishna is God. Then they had complete faith. You know, Krishna said, come, you know, it will not fall. Come. So they are all had so much faith in Krishna, they just, there is a chance that Govardhan will fall on them. It is so heavy. But still, you know, they had so much faith in Krishna that they just came. And Raslila? Surrender. Complete wholesale surrender. Then Prabhupada Disappearance Day? Huh? Prabhupada embodied all these three. You know? Right? Determination, faith, and surrender. Wholesale. Right? Like that. So this Krishna consciousness is so pure. You know? Is so pure. That Krishna becomes subservient to his devotees. Subservient to his devotees. Like in Damodar Leela, Krishna lost so much. Can you imagine? Whatever qualities he had to give them up. Such a wonderful pastime. Damodar, Mother Yashoda. How many of you? Jagannath Kirtan, right? Your name is Jagannath Kirtan, right? Huh? Suppose if I introduce him, here is Jagannath Kirtan Das. You know, he is distributing books. Every time he goes on a bus party, you know, half of the money he steals. And then half, he will send all the paraphernalia to his home. You know, very great devotee of the Lord. If I introduce you like that, you will feel, will you feel good? Huh? He will give me a punch, right? Sorry, I am not, you are not like that, I am just. But Krishna, he is, you know, he is introduced to everybody in this pastime as butter thief, right? Butter thief, and he likes it if somebody calls him Makanchur, right? Makanchur. Once one day, Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, Krishna, why do you steal makhan all the time? There are so many things. Right? What did Krishna reply? Ma, in makhan, there is word ma is there. That's why I remember whenever I see makhan, that's why I steal. You know? Like that. So Krishna is known as Atmaram. You know, Krishna is known as Atmaram. So in this pastime, he became dependent on Yashoda's love. Desirous of Atmaram is self-satisfied. But in this pastime, he became desirous of Mother Yashoda's love. Milk, breast. Then Aptakam. You know, Aptakam. But when Mother Yashoda was feeding the milk, and then the pastime, on the stove, milk is boiling and it is overflowing, and then Mother Yashoda left him on the floor, and then she ran. So Krishna became angry. Why? Because he became atripta. He wanted to drink more milk of Mother Yashoda, but he became atripta, dissatisfied. But he is actually aptakam, but he became atripta. Then Krishna is known as Trigunatita. Right? But he is bound by the ropes. Krishna, right? Then he is Lakshmipati. But he became a thief. Butter thief. He is stealing the butter. Then he is Swayam Vibheti, he is fear personified. Krishna is fear personified. But he became Muhusvashakampa Trirekakankantha. Krishna became very afraid seeing the stick in the Mother Yashoda's hand. And then he is Ajita, who cannot be captured by anyone, but caught by Yashoda Mata. So Duryodhan also wanted to bind Krishna, but he was not successful. But Mother Yashoda, she is a little bit older lady, but Duryodhana is so powerful. But Duryodhana could not, all with his sena, he could not capture Krishna. But Mother Yashoda captured Krishna very easily. Mukunda means giver of liberation. But he is begging, Balram, he is begging, Gopas, please, untie this, please untie this, rope, please untie this rope. So Balramji, he is very angry. Yeah, he said, I told you, chori mat karo, chori mat karo, so book to apna paap karma. No, bhaiya, please release me. Radha Govind Maharaj says, he went and shouted at Mother Yashoda. Do you know who is Krishna? I said, who? No, I don't know. He is Ananta Sesh. He is Shankarshana. He is Narsingha Dev. He is Varaha Dev. Do you know? You can't even imagine. You can't even start thinking what is Krishna. Right? Mother Yashoda says, Sari avatar mera ghar mein le liya kya? Right? Tum jada bologe, tumko bhi bandh lungi. So, he came running back. Came back running. Right? Acharya's comment that why, Balramji and all the other gopas and all, they could not release Krishna? Because it was tied in Vatsalya Rasa and Sakya Rasa, they are all in Sakya Rasa. And they are afraid of Mother Yashoda also. So, but Nanda Maharaj, when he saw, immediately he released. Right? So, many people they have this doubt, in the last stanza of Damodara Astakam, Namo Radhikaye Tvadiya Priyaye, right? Namo Ananta Leelaya Devaya Tubhyam. So Damodara Astakam is completely connected to Mother Yashoda. Where is Radharani coming? Why we chanting that? Namo Radhikaye Tvadiya Priyaye. Radharani is, what is Radharani's role in this pastime? It seems all the robes they brought from all the houses in, they are all finished. She was not able to tie. So Radharani is having ribbon in her hair. So she took it out and then she gave it and then she tied. That is why Namo Radhik, you know, Radharani's role is also there in this pastime. Interesting, right? Like that. So from this pastime, we have to learn these two things, Purusha Prayatna and Daiva Krupa. So we should be very determined. We should try very hard to become Krishna conscious. And then there is mercy of Krishna. So without the mercy of Krishna, then the spiritual master, even if we are determined and hardworking, we cannot become Krishna conscious. Right? So this is a characteristic quality of a devotee we can imbibe by hearing this pastime. And in the same way, Govardhan pastime. So, in order to convince all the gopas and, Krishna said, he started speaking Karma Mimamsa philosophy. So, why are you, just see, whether you are doing puja and you are saying, Indra is giving varsha. So, all the, in the forest and all, they are not doing any tapasya. But still, Indra is giving. So, whether you do puja or not, Indra will give the rain. And then actually when they didn't do the puja and they worshipped Govardhan and all, and then it started raining. Then Krishna, Nanda Maharaj and all, they are very worried. So Krishna told, see, I told you, he will give the rain. When you are doing puja, he is giving very little rain. Because you have not done puja, so much rain he is giving. So much rain is good. So you don't have to worry. We will do rain harvesting, whatever. Like that. So Krishna ran, I said, you like that. It is said that in order to, when Krishna performed the pastime of Kali Mardhan, when he climbed on the tree, Kamar Kaske bolte hai na, Kamar Band, he tightened his, waist belt. That cloth, that is forever. But when doing Govardhan puja, for lifting Govardhan hill, Krishna wanted to show Indra that you became too proud. I don't even have to tighten my waist belt. So without tightening the waist belt, he just lifted the Govardhan hill. So then Krishna said, all of you come and, come under the Govardhan hill. Like that. In Anand Vrindavan Champu, it is described that how come, all the villagers and all the cows and calves, everybody, they came under the Govardhan hill. And it was raining like cats and dogs, the size of elephants. So when it rains on the mountain and the water is falling and it will flood the entire place, so much rain is there, is it not? So Anand Vrindavan Champu, Kavikannapura, he explains that actually Krishna employed Sudarshan Chakra. So as soon as water is falling, the Sudarshan Chakra is producing so much heat, the water is becoming evaporated. So it is not falling only on the floor, on the ground. That is why it is not, they are not flooded like that. And then Krishna was very happy. All the gopas and gopis, they have assembled. And somebody asked Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in the spiritual world, do they pass stool? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, they don't eat only, because they simply drink the beauty of Krishna. Right? So for 7 days and seven nights, what are they eating? There was no cooking, They just rushed under the whatever bare minimum essentials they brought, and they were simply came under the down the hill, Govardhan hill. So what are they eating? They were not eating. They were simply They were simply drinking the beauty of Krishna. They made their eyes into vessels, pots, and they are simply drinking the beauty of Krishna. Like that. So Krishna is very happy, and all the gopis are very happy, and all the Srimati Radharani's friends and all, they were all joking with Srimati Radharani. Then he said that, the Sakhis were saying to Srimati Radharani, just see, everybody's drishti, everybody is looking at Krishna, but Shyam Sundar, see, uska drishti kidhar hai? Right? So where is Shyam Sundar's drishti? Where he is looking at? He is looking at Srimati Radharani, Madan Mohan Mohini. So then she, you know, Srimati Radharani becomes bashful. Don't speak like that. Right? And then Madhumangal, you know, it's a joking, you know, for them. Madhumangal is joking. Krishna, don't worry. I put mantras in my stick, and you know, I will catch it. You don't worry. You take rest. Mother Yashoda, she just says, is this the time to joke? Nanda, Mera Lala, you know, is very tired, you know, lifting Govardhan Hill, and then you are joking. You know, you must be very tired, you know. Then I will feed some, you know, makan. So, like that, you know, she was very worried. Like that. Then meanwhile, Krishna started playing flute. He took the flute and then he wanted to play. So even the joker also, Madhumangal also became very worried. You know why? Even the joker, he was joking all the time, but he also started shivering. You know why? Mother Yashoda, they all started shivering. Don't play flute. But they like the flute sound, no? But they all started shouting, don't play the flute. You know why? Very good. You know, read Krishna book, you know. They are very afraid that the Krishna's flute has such a wonderful effect on living entities that the flowing objects become stunned. You know, when Krishna would play flute, you know, Mother Yamuna Devi, where she is flowing very fast, she becomes stunned and she becomes stable. She stops flowing. And all the stira, all the stones and, you know, parvat and all, they start melting. You know, reverse effect. You know, Lord Shiva's meditation is broken. You know, like that. All the, you know, demigods, wives and all, they come running to hear the flute. And they become so stunned with ecstasy that their body becomes so thin that their clothes fall down. Like that. So many wonderful things. So even Madhumangala also started shouting, don't play flute. You know? Because it will, Govardhan will become ecstatic and he will start melting and he will drown us. Like that. So it has become a festival. You know, Netrotsav, you know. It is a festival for eyes. You know, in Venugita it is described. Festival for the eyes. You know, the Krishna's wonderful form of the Lord, you know, like that. But for the, in the beginning, they all had, you know, this wonderful quality, you know, because they had faith in Krishna's words. You know, Krishna said, don't worship. You know, they didn't know all these Karma Mimamsa and all. Krishna said, don't worship Indra, you just worship Govardhan. So they had faith in Krishna's words. They worship Krishna. Right? So nowadays, if you in India, if you give lectures, they say, why only Lord Krishna? You know? Why not Lord Shiva? Why not Ganesh? I asked, you are a lawyer for Lord Shiva or what? Uska vakalta le raha. Tumko kya problem hai? Why are you arguing the case of Lord Shiva? Why are you asking? Why, when we are telling Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, worship Krishna, then why are you saying, why not Lord Krishna? Why Lord Shiva? You have, you know, he has given you fees or what? Like, So they didn't ask all these things. They simply had faith. Then when Krishna said, come all of you, you know, remain under the shelter of Govardhan, nothing will happen, it won't fall. And they all had faith and they all came. You know, they all came. So this is their love for Krishna, you know, that is without faith. You know, somebody asked, somebody said, you can do very little with faith. You know, I said, you cannot do anything without faith. So without faith, nothing will happen. Like that. Then of course, Rasalila, complete surrender. You know, Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mahamekam Sharanam Raja. So all these three qualities, you know, Srila Prabhupada embodied. Determination, complete faith, like last time I was saying, Prabhupada had complete unflinching faith in the holy name of Krishna. And Krishna, this holy name will purify all of everybody. Then he is so determined, you know, because even though there are so many, initially there are many failures, but still, you know, if you read a lifetime in preparation, you will get tears. How much Prabhupada struggled. You know? But he never, he's so determined. You know? Then, complete surrender. You know? Complete surrender. So all these three qualities Srila Prabhupada exhibited. That is why he gave us this Krishna consciousness movement. And then he gave us Vrindavan. Prabhupada said in Kartik Mahina, you go to Vrindavan. You know, if you read Gurudas Prabhu's book, you know, he will understand. You know, Prabhupada told, you know, then Gurudas Prabhu came with the seminars and all. Yeah, yeah, Prabhupada said, very nice. Otherwise, they will simply do gossip. You know? So, seminars and... So, Prabhupada said, come to Kartik and... come to Vrindavan during Kartik. And then some... during Prabhupada's disappearance time, they went and... Some sannyasis, they went and told that, you know, Prabhupada did not want you to come. So when Prabhupada was asking, why nobody is coming? Did I become poison? You know, Prabhupada was wondering, you know. So they passed on a new, wrong message that, you know, Prabhupada will be very pleased if you distribute books. You know, like that. But Prabhupada wanted actually, you know, all the devotees, you know, mostly many devotees, they should go to Vrindavan or Mayapur or whatever. And they should become recharged. And after the Kartik, distribute Bhagavad Gita's, you know, it's like that. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, so if you practice this Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna consciousness process of Krishna consciousness, which is very auspicious, you know, and then Prabhupada said, the destiny of all, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, are you, pure devotees also feel anxiety? You experience anxiety? Prabhupada said, in general, they don't. They are because absorbed in Krishna. But I have one anxiety. So, you are a pure devotee. What anxiety you have? Oh, my anxiety is, what is there in Krishna's lunchbox today? You know? Whether it is laddu is there or sandesh is there. Prabhupada said, I am missing sandesh from Krishna's lunchbox. You know? Then Prabhupada told that the destiny of all Hare Krishna devotees, you know, because every day they have picnic in Vrindavan. You know, now once that is in Kartik, you know, in Andhra, in Kartik Mahina, they go for picnic. Is it right? I don't know. Now I remember. we all go for picnic, you know. Once in a year only we go for picnic, but in Vrindavan, every day is a picnic. So Prabhupada said, the destiny of all Hare Krishna devotees is to join the lunch with Krishna and Balaram on picnic. Right? So this, that is why this process of Krishna consciousness is very auspicious and there is no loss. And, you know, it will... make us perfect. In the 11th canto Bhagavatam it is there. Even if you close your eyes and practice Krishna consciousness. You know, somebody is running with closing your eyes. You will not fall down. Some verse is there. Like that. Somebody should have faith in Krishna consciousness and practice, and then he will become perfect. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.